today's episode, let's talk about all of the things that we're probably doing that are keeping us stuck, that by acknowledging, you likely can get unstuck.
Welcome to the show where we help you make smart nutrition simple. If you want proven nutrition strategies to help you build a better body and create the energy to show up for your family without overly restrictive and unrealistic dieting, then you're in the right place. Make sure to subscribe and enjoy this episode.
Welcome to another episode of the Smart Nutrition Made Simple Show. I am your host, as always, Ben Brown, owner of BSL Nutrition, where we help you change your belief system around what it means to be healthy, because we believe that your health determines your freedom. In today's solo episode of the show, we are going to talk about 17 ways to stay fat. Now, I realize that's probably not terribly politically correct, so no offense. You could say 17 ways to stay overweight, whatever. It doesn't really matter. What matters is what we're going to discuss in terms of the mindset and behaviors that are responsible for helping people change. And so instead of discussing all of the things to do, why don't we discuss all of the things that people are currently doing that are keeping them stuck? First and foremost is having a fixed versus a growth mindset. There's a book, I believe it's called The Psychology of Change by Carol Dweck, and she kind of pioneered these terms around a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. And all that really means is that someone with a fixed mindset is relegated to their pre-existing beliefs around why they think they can't accomplish something, whether they believe that they don't have enough money, they don't have enough time, they're not smart enough, they're not capable enough, they're not talented enough, to the degree that we use that as an excuse to say, oh, I am not good at math, therefore I'll never be good in finances, I'll never be able to manage my money effectively, or because I grew up in poverty, I'll never be able to make a lot of money, or I'm not smart enough to accomplish something, or because I've always been overweight, or my parents are overweight, or because diabetes runs in my family, I am going to have diabetes. It's just how things are, right? Which so many people experience. Instead of having more of a growth mindset and acknowledging, listen, you're human just like everyone else. If there is another human on the planet that is able to overcome the same struggles that you're experiencing, then you are able to overcome that. And that means taking and making the time, energy, and putting the energy and effort into figuring out what needs to happen. So how do I acquire the skills to be able to learn how to accomplish something? How do I exercise or learn how to exercise in a way that's going to help me change my body composition? How do I develop the skills necessary to start to change my eating behaviors? How do I start to surround myself with the people that are going to help me level up instead of keeping me stuck in the situation that I'm in? And that's the difference between having a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. People with a growth mindset, like you listening to this podcast, are people that are continually surrounding themselves with education and opportunities to learn, to grow, and to get better. And those are the type of people that we welcome into our Smart Nutrition Coaching and BSL community that we call Invested Improvers. They're people that are willing to invest their time, their money, their energy into experts that are going to help them improve the efficacy and efficiency and effectiveness of their training and nutrition plans so that they can actually save time, money, and energy on the back end. That's the difference. Number two, marrying the wrong person. It is not uncommon for us to have conversations with clients that are feeling stuck because of the situations that they are put into because of their spouse. Now, this is not to blame anyone. However, it's important to acknowledge that that person that you are partnering with for life is going to be a pivotal reflection on what you do or don't accomplish throughout your life. Are they supportive in you throughout the process? Are they supportive of the change that you're looking to make? And equally, are you supportive of them, and are they someone who is as growth-minded as you are? Are they someone that is constantly changing and growing and evolving, and do you two share the same vision for growth long term, it is imperative that you have that conversation. And just like you sign those marriage vows of showing up, of owning up and living into the standards that you have set, is it something that you both are tackling together, right? Are you supportive of that process? Because if you're not, if they're not, then there's going to be friction throughout, and it's going to make you accomplishing your goals very, very difficult. And especially when it comes to weight loss, fat loss, managing your nutrition, if you're trying to manage your calories and you come home at the end of a long day and you're stuck with fast food, or they're bringing junk around you all of the time, and maybe they're doing the shopping and you're stuck with Cheetos in your face all the time, well, that's going to be a really hard thing to develop the discipline and willpower to stay away from. Number three is not having clarity in your core values. It is imperative that you have extreme clarity around what it is that you stand for and what it is that you stand against. Because every single decision that you make in your life around not just your partner, around your business, around your work-life balance, around your relationship with your family and your kids, around the people that you surround yourself with, around the decisions you make around how you're committing to exercise and nutrition, all of those stem from your core values. And so that means that having clarity and conviction in the values that you stand for will dictate you making the right decisions from one decision to the next, to the degree that anytime you're put in a situation, you can simply reflect on, is this within the boundaries of my core values? Is this part of who I am and what I stand for? And is this in line with the goals that I have set for myself? Or does making this decision go directly against everything I stand for, in which case I'm going to avoid that situation and those circumstances? It actually is the handbook for developing our set of operating procedures. Something I've been thinking about very, very much recently is, as the owner of your own body and health, you're the CEO. And as the CEO of your personal business, your body is your business, your health is your business, what is your operating procedures? What are your standard operating procedures? And all of these stem from your core values and your mission. So every single one of us should have a mission. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, our mission with BSL Nutrition is to help you change the belief system around what it means to be healthy, because we believe that your health determines your freedom. And we have five core values around our mission, around our vision. And that's what we call our life force. FORCE is an acronym for freedom, ownership, respect, choice, and effort. And I'm not going to go into all the nitty-gritty, but those are the fundamental components of every decision that we make in our business. And frankly, that carry directly over into our personal life that my wife and I have developed together that dictate all of the decisions that we make, right? And so that's why I strongly encourage you to have a set of beliefs and values and operating procedures from which you make decisions by. Number four is going to be by being a people pleaser. If you are going out of your way to simply please other people in your life at the expense of your own health, at the expense of your own benefit, which many, many of us do, then you're going to continue to stay stuck where you are. And instead, acknowledging that your job is not to please other people. Your job is to prioritize yourself so that you can show up as your best self. Be yourself. Be okay being yourself, and not find your value and worth in doing things for other people. Number five, starting on Monday is a recipe for staying stuck in your ways. All too often, we're relegated to telling ourselves that we'll start again on Monday, or we have a bad day, we have a bad week, we have a bad month, we have a bad year, and we say, you know what, I'll start again at the new year. I'll start after vacation. I'll start when the stars align. I'll start after I get my bonus. Oh, things are really stressful right now. I'll start when that's over. And the reality is there's never a good time to start, which means simply starting now. Number six, not having a community or social support, or trying to go it alone, being a lone wolf. We all need community and connection to grow. And this is something I personally struggled with because for a long time I held myself back in my career and my relationships because I thought I should be doing everything myself. I thought I knew all there is to know. I thought I didn't need other people to be successful. And the truth is that it was only when I actually started investing in mentorship, in coaches, in communities, and surrounding myself with people that knew more than me and were just as supportive that I really started to grow as an individual. And so that's why it's so imperative. We know very clearly from research that people that live some of the longest in the world, some of these proverbial blue zones, they have very tight-knit communities and social support systems, and they thrive off of the interaction. And I think that's part of human nature. And so making sure that you are surrounding yourself with the right people that are going to actually lift you up instead of tear you down. And frankly, sometimes the people that are closest to us can be the biggest saboteurs, which is terribly difficult, but super important to acknowledge so that you can get out of those uncomfortable situations and start to put yourself in positions to succeed. Number 7, refusing to learn to cook is literally a recipe for disaster. So I think this is certainly nuanced because you can not cook these days. You can do meal delivery. You can do those prepackaged meals that have all the macros already done. And I think you can be very, very successful with that. However, in my experience, for most people, it is imperative that we know how to cook a few things, knowing how to cook a few different protein sources, knowing how to cook a few different vegetables, knowing how to cook a few different starchy carbs. If you can do that, well, sky's the limit when it comes to body composition change. But when we're relegated to eating meals out per se, well, it's going to be very, very challenging to control for calories. And this is something we see time and time again where we are going by food labels, we're going by a recipe calorie numbers, and they're just terribly inaccurate. And so if you want to be successful, if you want to move the needle, you're eating out frequently and you're not seeing the change that you want, then I can guarantee if you start cooking and controlling for your calories at home, you're going to be much more equipped to effectively manage the process. All right, number 8, these two really go hand in hand, eating out daily. If you're eating meals out, you are simply not controlling for calories. And, you know, good examples like, listen, you know, we can plug in what we think a Chipotle bowl is going to be. We get the same bowl with, you know, white rice and chicken and black beans and salsa and guacamole. And any 2 days, it's going to be completely different depending on the kid behind the counter, you know, how much they're giving you in that spoonful. And you've seen the spoonfuls. It's different every single time. And so I think that provides a good example of how, okay, well, those calories are going to be very, very different between two different bowls. I would say it can be hundreds of calories off. And it really does give insight into how we really don't have control over our calorie intake when we're eating out. There's hidden fats, there's oils, there's hidden calories that we're just not factoring in that add up in a really big way. Number 9, drinking alcohol. Listen, as someone who enjoys my beverages from time to time, probably too frequently, I will tell you straight up, and I've done a number of podcasts on this, alcohol is a major limiting factor when it comes to fat loss. Specifically, the role that alcohol plays in sleep quality, blood sugar management, but also just inhibitions. The more you drink, the more likely you're to snack, in which case calories add up. And so if you're serious about losing weight, then you need to be serious about minimizing alcohol intake. Number 10, doing boot camp classes. This is a topic that I'm pretty passionate about around breaking the conventional wisdom around thinking that exercise is the best way to lose body fat. And what we clearly understand, and if you've listened to any of my episodes before, and I've lectured on this a little bit, is exercise is simply not a good weight loss tool. Instead, managing our nutrition and our calorie intake is going to be the very best lever to help us lose weight and lose body fat. Exercise is beautiful when it comes to health, stress management, enjoyment. If you love going to boot camp class because it helps provide you with a community and you just love the types of exercises and the instructor and it's so much fun to do, great. But don't deceive yourself in thinking that the boot camp class and the fact that you quote unquote burned 500 calories during class is what's going to actually move the needle, because it's not. And we know very clearly that the metabolism is going to compensate for that level of caloric expenditure to the degree that you might see a change in scale weight over the short term, but over the long term, there's going to be a considerable adaptation. And you're no longer going to reap the benefits from that type of boot camp class. And instead, we need to be manipulating the variables around your nutrition and around just your overall movement. So minimizing the amount of high intensity exercise to adding in more low intensity, steady state ways of managing your stress, simply burning more calories at rest, just moving more, better managing blood sugar levels, and minimizing some of those stressful endeavors in your life is going to go a long way. Hey friends, quick pause in this episode for an exciting announcement. I'm thrilled to let you know that we've officially partnered with Fullscript to create our own very high-end quality supplement store. Fullscript is the number one online dispensary for professional-grade supplements. And while we do have our own small retail shop for our Complete Essentials training formula, we're often asked for recommendations when it comes to products outside of those that we carry. Now, as you probably have realized, the internet is the Wild West when it comes to supplements, and it's tough to find many of the best products from a reliable source and at an affordable price. I've heard many stories of people ordering something off Amazon and receive something completely different in the bottle, which can actually be quite dangerous when it comes to nutritional supplements. And so in the BSL Nutrition Fullscript dispensary, we've hand-selected a few dozen of our personal favorites, and we've broken them into easily searchable categories, including Ben's favorites. Now, the best part of this situation is that due to the buying power of groups, we're able to get you a 15% off retail pricing on the entire catalog of professional products in our shop. These are brands like Designs for Health, Biotics Research, Biobotanical Research, Microbiome Labs, Seeking Health, and more. So just click on the Join BSL Nutrition Supplement Shop in the show notes to create your free account and place your first order. Orders over $50 receive free shipping on top of our 15% discount on everything. And just so you know, the criteria we use to determine what went into the shop is the product something we would recommend and or take ourselves and give to our kids? Is the product of the highest quality? And can we provide a lower cost than is available anywhere else on the web? Now, we sincerely hope this helps you save money and acquire the highest quality products for you and your family. And let's get back to the show. Number 11, if you think doing Optavia and other crash diets is a recipe for success, well, then I have news for you. It's certainly not. And I think if you've done any of those, listen, it's not your fault. It doesn't make you a bad person. We've all gone down that road to some degree. And so I think the worst thing that can happen is you not acknowledging that those, while they might have quote unquote worked for a short period of time, certainly were not a recipe for long-term success or sustainability. All those diets are doing are ultimately keeping us perpetually stuck in this yo-yo dieting roller coaster. And they're frankly adding to the psychological trauma that's created from these dieting processes. The belief system that we need to be restrictive dieting. And this yo-yo dieting cycle that trends from one restrictive dieting to the next, instead of acknowledging, okay, this is something that actually didn't work for me. If I lost the weight and I gained it back, by the way, it did not work for you. And what's often happening with these crash diets is people are losing equivalent amounts of muscle mass, hard-earned muscle mass, as they're losing body fat, so that when they gain the weight back, all of it comes back from body fat. So you're losing muscle mass, you're gaining body fat in this process, this yo-yo dieting process, and you're down-regulating your metabolism in the process, which is going to make weight loss harder and harder and harder. That's not the solution. The solution is long-term sustainable change. And if you're following any of these mindset shifts, if you listen to any of these Smart Nutrition Made Simple podcast episodes, you know how we feel about that. And you know how we leverage our one-on-one individualized nutrition coaching to actually set the stage for long-term change by virtue of our pure science proven results process. And the fact that we leverage the science of data collection, the psychology of behavior change, right? Understanding that the limitations that exist around our success are not around calories and exercise. They're the barriers that exist between our ears. It's our mindset around this stuff, the restrictive nature and the psychology of change. That's paramount. In addition to the art of coaching, of simply having an experienced and effective and expert coach at your disposal to be able to strategically walk you through this process from a point A to point Z so that you are equipped with the tools to and the autonomy and the clarity and the confidence to become your own best nutrition detective. That's what we need to happen, and that's what we want for you. Number 12, getting less than 7 hours of sleep per night. We've had numerous guests on about the role of sleep and body composition change. And so if you are staying up late, if you're watching Netflix, if you're wasting time on social media while you're in bed and should be sleeping, you need to stop that right now if you care about your body composition change or you're not seeing the needle moving and you're quote unquote doing everything right. Sleep is the most anabolic tool that we have. And if you're not sleeping more than 7 hours per night or 6 hours per night, maybe with a nap throughout the day, then that likely needs to change. Number 13 is searching for answers on the internet, right? If you think you're going to go on Mr. Google, Dr. Google, and you're going to find the solution, you're simply wasting your time. There's far too much information that's confusing, contradictory, and flat out wrong that you're going to spend the next 10 years just perpetuating the same cycle. Get out of your own way. Get away from the internet to try and find these solutions and find someone who's been there and done that. Hire an expert like us, frankly, or another expert in the field who knows very clearly and has a systematic process for how they help their clients be successful long term so that you can save yourself, like I said at the beginning, time, money, energy, and effort. If your growth mindset, if you're an invested improver and you value your time, then it's only logical for you to do that. Number 14, you think you should be eating, quote unquote, intuitively. With all due respect to intuitive eating, the only way you can eat intuitively is if you have actually spent concerted time and effort establishing awareness around your calorie intake and what real portions look like. Okay, it is impossible, in my opinion, to eat intuitively in this day and age because all of our food is manufactured and processed to stimulate the sensory receptors in the brain for us, our body, and our chemical signals to want more and more and more. This is no longer an environment where we are hunting and fishing and farming our own food like it was 100 years ago and more. We are surrounded by food 24/7. So if you think that your brain and body are telling you that you need more fruit or cookies, I'm sorry, but you're mistaken. And there's no possible way that you're going to be able to effectively manage your calories, especially trying to create a calorie deficit by eating, quote unquote, intuitively, unless, of course, you've spent time developing the skills to understand how much a piece of fruit contributes to your calorie and carb intake, what a real chunk, 4 to 8 ounces of protein looks like between a steak, a piece of chicken, chicken thighs, a piece of fish, a protein shake, dairy sources, eggs, and so on and so forth. So that's why we're such firm believers in initially leveraging calorie tracking to help us establish awareness so that down the road, like I said, you can become your own best nutrition detective and learn how to make informed decisions. You need to have that power and ownership and responsibility. It's part of the autonomy that we want to teach you. Number 15 is telling yourself that you know, quote unquote, know what to do. How many of us, quote unquote, know what to do? We're just not doing it. Well, I hate to tell you this, but if you think you know what to do, but you're not doing it, and you're not where you want to be, then you don't know what to do. Right? The fact that you think you know what to do in and of itself is fundamentally flawed. And typically what we think we need to do involves a level of restriction that is so profound for us to consider, it's the very reason why we're not doing that. Let me say that again because I think this is important. What we think we're supposed to be doing often involves some level of overt restriction. I know what to do. I shouldn't be drinking alcohol. I know I should probably avoid desserts. I know I probably shouldn't be snacking between meals. I know I probably should be intermittent fasting. Okay, if you think that's what's necessary to be successful, yet you're not doing it, it means whatever you think is necessary is terribly unrealistic for your lifestyle. It doesn't mean perhaps you don't need a greater level of effort and intensity and commitment and perhaps some accountability, right? To be fair, however, oftentimes what you think you need to do involves such a higher degree of restriction that psychologically you're just not willing to go there. And if you do go there, it won't be for a long period of time. And so why not acknowledge what you think you need to do actually isn't what you need to do, and instead finding a process that's going to work for you, like our Pure Science Proven Results process, so that you don't have to do any of that dumb shit and you can actually enjoy some flexibility and freedom with your eating to be able to have what you want within reason and really develop the skills and the tools to have autonomy and ownership over this process so you don't need a coach or a meal plan or some bullshit, right, fad-based dieting methodology to sell you bars and shakes so that you can lose weight, if we're being honest. Number 16, you rely on motivation to be successful. Motivation is fleeting, and if you think you're going to wake up every single day and be motivated to prep meals and hit the gym, well, then you have another thing coming. And so while motivation is important here and there, it certainly is going to undulate. And this is where discipline is also important. However, I will say it's more about routine, rules, pre-existing behaviors, and structure that we need to leverage in order to be consistent. And that is the name of the game, as I say, probably in every single podcast episode in one way or another. The name of the game is consistency. And so what can you do and what are you doing daily that's going to help move the needle around the fundamental principles of sleep, hydration, calorie management, movement, structured exercise, mindset that you know you can put on autopilot, right? Even when things get hairy and you hit road bumps and things are not going right in your life, because that's going to happen, that's when we need to rely on that level of discipline, but as well as those existing behaviors, those solid foundational routines and rules that we have in place that we know we can fall back on so that we don't lose momentum, so that we can continue to navigate our health and our fitness and our lifestyle changes without being relegated to, I'm just not feeling motivated today, boo-hoo. And this is where accountability can come in too. Accountability goes a long way when you're not experiencing motivation. Number 17, in terms of the 17 ways to stay fat, supersize mentality. I think that we need to build the mentality to be disciplined enough and to make concerted efforts to control the opportunities that we're going to have to get into trouble. In other words, when you drive through McDonald's, you ordered a hamburger and fries and a small Coke. They say, would you like to supersize that? In your mind, you know that supersizing that is going to add an extra 500 to 1,000 calories, as an example. Yet, you also say, well, it's only an extra dollar to supersize it. I would be stupid to not supersize it. That is the supersize me mentality. And those are the situations that we put ourselves in that get us into trouble. When you're in the office and they order donuts and they're free, and you say, well, I would be stupid not to eat the donut or to take these sodas or to drink this drink or to grab a handful of candy at my coworker's desk or to eat the rest of the food on my plate, even though I've had enough. I don't want to waste it. It would be stupid for me not to have it because it's free. That's the supersize me mentality. And when we can get over the supersize mentality and acknowledge that we have had enough, we don't need more, we can consistently make better decisions, we need to prioritize ourselves. This is where core values come into play. Experience comes into play. Having structure, discipline, and a plan of attack. All of those things come into play so that the supersize mentality that is kind of that devil on the shoulder that we all experience, we can kind of put the kibosh on that little guy and say, you know what? I'm good. I don't need to eat the free food. I don't need to have more, even if it's free. I don't need to clean my plate just because that's what I've grown up doing, or because I'll offend grandma if I don't eat another slice of her pie. That's the supersize me mentality, and it's all about prioritizing yourself. So those are the 17 ways that you can ensure that you are going to stay stuck with your body composition goals, that you're going to stay stuck in a position where you're probably not happy with the progress that you're making or not making, and ensure that by not doing those things, we can actually make the progress that we're shooting for. So I hope that's helpful for you. If you guys have any questions, obviously you're welcome to shoot me an email, ben@bslnutrition.com. Hit me up if you have any questions or want support in your journey. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. I'll catch up with you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you found this content valuable, here are four ways I can help you in your nutrition journey for free. One, grab a free copy of my Fat Loss Fix Guide at fatlossfixguide.com. Two, join my free group at smartnutritionmadesimple.com. Three, subscribe to my YouTube channel at smartnutritionmadesimpletv.com. Four, leave a 5-star rating and positive review so that we can gain access to more nutrition experts ready to share their knowledge with you and ultimately help more people make smart nutrition simple.